You're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. This is Brenda Dunn with you until 9 o'clock this morning here on KFM. Glad that you could be with me this morning. Now, my first guest this morning is Dr. Kieran O'Mahony. He's an Augustinian friar and a biblical scholar, and he's lectured for more than 20 years in the Milltown Institute of Theology and Philosophy in Dublin. He's author of a number of books, and his latest book is called Speaking from Within, and he joins me this morning for a chat. Good morning, Kieran. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Now, the definition of a good homily or sermon is it should have a good beginning and a good ending, and they should be as close together as possible. Is that some of the things that you're looking at in this book?
I'm not convinced that brevity is essential. I think interest and substance are essential. And I think if something is well figured out and well presented, people will listen.
And this book is Biblical Approaches for Effective Preaching. And obviously, when I was introduced to you there, you have lectured for more than 20 years. Mm. You have a huge interest in St. Paul, the historical Jesus and the resurrection. So you kind of know what you're talking about when you're talking about preaching, don't you?
Well, I also do preach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. So the book, this is brand new. It's published by Veritas. Why did you decide to commit this to paper at this stage?
The ideas were coming to me about how to use scripture for preaching, because part of I now work for Dublin Diocese, and I provide weekly notes for people in ministry on the Sunday readings. And the notes are not really designed as kind of homily prompts. They're something else. But my interest in preaching has prompted me really to develop the ideas about preaching kind of separately and a bit more coherently in a single, small book. And I'm very convinced of the significance of preaching. And I think people are glad when they hear, long or short, a substantial and well-prepared homily. I think it's a big help. And I think there's a bit of a crisis of preaching. And I think there are a number of issues. One is those who are preaching are extremely busy, and they have really haven't so much time to prepare. Although in his letter, The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis did say that other important duties should be set aside and privilege given to preparation for preaching. And then I think also there was a kind of an idea that it must be simple. And that's true, of course, it must be simple. But the tip over from simple to simplistic is easily made. And I think one of the challenges for kind of Christian faith and Catholic faith in Ireland is that those who walk away from it have no idea of the depth and richness that's to be found in it. And part of it is preachers have been, reluctant to present that depth and richness in preaching, which I think is a kind of pity. That doesn't mean homilies have to be technical or turgid, but it does mean they have to have some sort of, interesting and engaging and substantial content.
So what should a good homily be? I mean, should it unpack the scripture, but also try and apply the scripture, might be the wrong word, to the issues and the themes of the given day or the given time we're living in? What would you describe, or how would you, if you were to look at this technically, how would you, what are the components for a good homily?
Well, as they say in Irish jokes, I'd begin somewhere else. I think we all know what a good homily, the shape of it is, but and sometimes a biblical person will get away with a biblical homily, doing the readings, but homilies which start off with my dear people, in this morning's first reading we heard, and the second reading we heard, and the third reading we heard, we're all asleep. That's kind of a very dreary way of presenting. And what my opinion is that the readings, the gospel particularly, I suppose, must somehow have passed into the prayer life of the person preaching. And so that's why the first parts of the book are really devoted to what we call Lectio Divina, that's praying the scriptures so that the scripture speaks a word of life to you. And then out of that, you find a word of life for the community that you're serving. And so I'm more interested in that kind of lead up to preaching rather than exactly the homily itself. And that's really what the book is meant to be, kind of encouragement to go back to praying scripture, so that scripture will be a real source of life for the preacher, first of all, and really quite personally, so that when the preacher comes to preach, there'll be a personal energy about it and a bit of life.
You say in the foreword to the book, it says that anyone who preaches is aware that the art of a homily is precarious.
Yeah.
What do you mean by precarious?
Well, what I mean is, the homily, from experience, the homily that you think is wonderful might mean nothing to people, and the homily that you is that you're struggling with is often the one that's more effective. It's kind of funny. You don't know what's going to work really. Depending on where people are coming from, kind of any day, any Sunday, really.
Is there a danger in the, I suppose, the computer age that we live in for, or is there a temptation there for priests to download, to do a cut and paste in job on the homily of a Sunday?
There is. That was always there, though, because, you know, whatever it is, 13, 40 years ago, Intercom was producing, effectively, homilies. And way back, pre-computer days, people did simply read, you know, the Intercom homily, which is, I mean, it could be good homilies, but you can't read somebody else's ideas. And there are websites for the benefit of the preacher. There's one wonderful one, but I think it's meant in the English sense. There's one called DesperatePreacher.com. I think the desperate doesn't mean terrible. It means stuck for something to say. Desperate in that sense. And they do provide illustrations and stuff like that that you could use. And I'm not against using stuff from the web. I put my own stuff up on the web. But it has to be, you know, the word of the person preaching and not somebody else's. You can't really, outsource your ideas like that. That doesn't really work. I'm very keen on preaching coming from, that's why I call the book Speaking From Within the preacher's own prayer life and encounter with Christ through Scripture. And that's really, for me, a key idea. And that's, I kind of developed that in the course of the book then, so that it should come out of your encounter, out of your eventually deep understanding and preparation, out of your overall familiarity with the lectionary, the way the readings are laid out, and then really out of what I called in the book, a little bit presumptuously, a personal biblical culture. That's to say, a gradual accumulation of experience and skill in being able to deal with Scripture responsibly.
Now today, speaking of the computer, the homily today has the capacity to travel much farther than within the four walls of the church building. A lot of priests now put their homily up online. They make their homily available little apps and podcasts. And has that put more of an onus on the priest or maybe challenged the priest a little bit more to make sure that it is something that you're not just going to roll up in a ball and kind of put into the trash? Is there more pressure now on priests, do you think, to deliver a good homily?
Well, I wouldn't be against that kind of pressure. I know there's a lot of pressure on people in ministry, but whatever helps to upgrade the quality of preaching and people's sense of responsibility towards it, that's kind of good. Now, I never did work myself in a church where the Sunday worship was broadcast, but I have done it myself for RTE, and you know you do up your game a bit. And that's a good thing.
Mm. Yeah. So the book is called Speaking From Within. It's available from Veritas. Who are you hoping will take this book and read it?
Now, I'm hoping... I give a subtitle to it, Biblical Approaches for Effective Preaching, which is a bit of a risk, because in some ways the book is for anybody who wants to use Scripture for exploring and deepening their faith. And really only one chapter is specifically devoted to the production of the homily. The rest is Lectio Divina, how the readings work across the lectionary, and the last three chapters are, you know, deeper, I hope, studies of certain parts of Luke's Gospel to give people a flavor of what's possible when you scratch beneath the surface in a biblical text. So my hope is that it'll be picked up by clergy, for people who preach, also of different churches. The book is dedicated to the dean and chapter of St. Patrick's Cathedral, and I do make reference to, you know, Church of Ireland liturgy in it. But I also hope it will be taken up by people who do Lectio Divina and Bible study groups, and perhaps even people who pass on the faith catechists, because it's a wider kind of thing, you know. It really isn't... I want it to be in the subtitle, you know, Effective Preaching, because that, you know, is really what I was aiming at, but the book is wider than that.
Yeah, well, it's a beautifully produced by Veritas. We'll put up a link on our social media pages if people want to find out a little bit more about it. But for the moment, Dr. Kieran O'Mahony, thank you very much for being with
us this
morning.
God bless. Bye.